Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Sailing on Broken Pieces by Gary Rule is told from the triple perspective of a sibling, caregiver, and emergency room doctor who treats people with mental illness in the emergency room, and he copes with the same concerns at home. A rare, authentic, and disturbing account of mental illness and its impact on family members, the author, Dr. Gary Rule, is a board-certified internal medicine physician, healthcare management consultant as well. He's also a brother, a caregiver, and an advocate for the mentally ill. Dr. Gary Rule, author of Sailing on Broken Pieces, Essential Survival Skills for Recovery from Mental Illness, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Rule, welcome to the program, sir. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure, and something that touches so many people, and I understand what 1 in 3 Americans, that's 65 million, as a family is a family caregiver for persons with mental illness. This really does touch many of us, doesn't it?
It does. It touches one, as you said, 1 in 3 persons. And so whether it's a family member, there are also people who are neighbors or friends who are spending some time also assisting somebody with a mental health condition.
This story,
very common.
Yeah, and the story for you, you come at it from different angles, as I mentioned in the introduction. For you, this is a personal story. Talk about how difficult it was to write this book. Well, in fact, was it difficult? I know your concern is getting this message out to help other people, but the process of writing this and recounting these stories with your brother, how difficult was this for you?
Well, it's good to tell the story, primarily because I think that more persons with the lived experience to share it so that it doesn't seem so remote. I think a lot of persons feel like they were suffering by alone, and I felt that way for a long time as well. Writing the story is hard because you kind of relive the experience,
yes,
and that's difficult. But the motivation really is to let folks know you're not alone. As you said, it's 1 in 3 persons, and there really aren't enough people talking about it, so families and individuals feel like they have to struggle by themselves, as well as the fact that I think that there is a lot of help out there. People do well, they get better, they go to therapy, and they recover. And that message needs to be there as well.
Yeah, the book is full of hope as well. The book is Sailing on Broken Pieces, Essential Survival Skills for Recovery from Mental Illness. Dr. Gary Rule is our guest on the program. That's R-H-U-L-E. His website is GaryRule.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Dr. Rule's website. You offer a number of suggestions. So often we read about the problem, but really don't understand how we can go about correcting that problem. And you address that in the book, Sailing on Broken Pieces. You call mental illness the last frontier of medicine. Talk about that. And are we seeing some positive changes in the way the medical profession treats mental illness?
Yes, I definitely think that we're changing. So mental health is part of physical health. So when I think about mental health, I just think in terms of just wellness in general. And just like we're comfortable talking about a physical health problem, be it asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, breast cancer, mental health is it's also part of our body. It's part of wellness. And that should be just part of the entire conversation about wellness. And I definitely think we've made lots of headway in terms of getting people to talk about it. And medical profession is doing a great job in terms of getting the message out. Part of the thing that's missing, I think, is though that a lot of folks still feel like they're by themselves and they don't know where to go to get that help. So they're kind of struggling, but really don't know where to go. So in the book, I give people ideas about where they can go. And first, they can actually start with their primary care provider, because that professional should be trained and is trained to address both your physical problems and the mental health concerns.
Your brother, Sam, suffered from schizophrenia. Talk about that. And you say it's perplexing. This is something that some people don't quite know how to go about handling a situation like that. Talk about schizophrenia, which was the case of your brother.
So schizophrenia affects 1% of the population really in the U.S. as well as globally. 1 in 100 persons are affected. And schizophrenia is a medical condition where mostly the things that are affected are your thoughts. So people have problems with their thoughts, and typically they will have hallucinations where they might hear voices that don't exist. They may have visual hallucinations seeing things that don't exist. So it's a primarily problem of thought. And they also have issues of delusions where they may become paranoid, thinking that they are being persecuted, that they themselves are in danger, that people are attacking them. Schizophrenia, again, a problem primarily of thought, with delusions and hallucinations being the most common. Versus something like depression, which is a problem with your mood and your emotion, where people feel sad and blue. Not that you can't have those things with schizophrenia, but schizophrenia really is a thought, a problem of thought.
With us on the program.
And people do recover. So the thing I want to tell people too, right? So you, just like the diabetes, people can recover. And the thing that you really have to do is identify it early. So when you see the changes in the thought pattern and then the behaviors, not to ignore it, so that people talk about having a little bit of sugar. So don't wait till it's really so bad, then you're going to intervene. The earlier you sort of do that intervention, the better off you are.
Dr. Gary Rule, our guest, the book is Sailing on Broken Pieces, Essential Survival Skills for Recovery from Mental Illness. As you're dealing with that with your brother, and you're very honest about the difficulty in doing that, and so often it really pushes family members to the limit, doesn't it? They don't quite know how to go about handling this and who to turn to.
Right. So the good thing about any health condition is that there is a support system that's out there. So you have health professionals who can support you. There are organizations, for example, the National Alliance on Mental Illness and or Mental Health America. There are many organizations that provide advocacy, support, education for families, and that message also needs to be out there, that you don't have to struggle by yourself, certainly to go to the healthcare provider, but there are many organizations that provide that support and can help the family maneuver through a really complex healthcare system and finding the support that you need. Sometimes emotionally, peer support, and housing support, employment support, especially for the person who's affected, but that help is really out there. There on several websites, if you go to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Association website, as well as the NIH, if you put in, and most of the local states as well, the Department of Public Health, when you go to their websites, if you plug in your zip code, they can help you to access kind of figuring out who is close to you in terms of whatever type of health care professional you might need, whether it's for a mental health condition or for a substance use disorder condition. So that is also out there as well. On my website, I provide those links so people can, can actually access them.
And that's GaryRule.com, R-H-U-L-E.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly to Dr. Rule's website and get all that information. You're very honest and open about talking about your brother, because it's an example in so many parts of his life that people can relate to. And one thing you talk about is taking medication and how important that is. And sometimes mental health patients, as you say, are not all that religiously committed to taking the medication. And you have a theory for that. Talk about that and something maybe that we should be watching for in family members.
Right, so this is the thing. I mean, even when you have asthma or diabetes, every one of us has some difficulty in taking a medication consistently. In regards, though, to schizophrenia, sometimes what happens is individual loses insight. They don't feel that they're ill. With therapy, it's really a package, right? So you could have you're working with a therapist where you're doing talk therapy. You can do recreational therapy. You can also do a medication. So every single person who has a mental health condition, the treatment is individualized with that individual. And again, there are a couple of things. It's talk therapy and it's medication. if people lose insight where they don't feel they're ill, and or they get to a place where they feel well, just like with a diabetic, they feel really good after they take the medication, or they're on high blood pressure, your blood pressure is controlled, and then you feel like, you know what, I'm feeling really good now, I don't need this, they stop the medication. That also happens with people with mental health conditions. But it's really important to then go back to your healthcare provider, your treatment provider, to discuss what you're feeling and kind of figuring out what the best treatment plan is for you. And it's a combination of several things: therapy, support, medication, and you really engage with the provider that way.
You know, once you are aware and you're working with the family member, there are so many external issues that you need to deal with. You talk about an episode with your brother in school. Talk about that, and do you think schools are now sort of more aware of this situation out there and how they need to reach out and help people rather than punish?
I definitely think there's a big difference today in many schools, primarily because the conversation is starting, and in a lot of schools you also have behavioral health therapists that are actually on site, and you have other counselors available who can identify the problem. And I think teachers, definitely in early education, are becoming a lot more insightful in terms of recognizing if they think there is a behavioral concern. But I also caution people to say, don't label a child because you see a behavior that is different. That diagnosis really has to come through a full evaluation by a competent professional person to kind of flesh through all the root causes to determine what may or may not be the concern. But teachers definitely, I think, are a lot better educated than when my brother was growing up. When, you know, if you are acting out, you're labeled as being a quote-unquote bad kid, and you're not connected with the services which today are definitely there. When my brother was growing up, some of those things weren't there.
I mentioned
it would definitely come a long way.
Yes, and that's a good thing. And we see the changes that are reflected in the book, Sailing on Broken Pieces, Essential Survival Skills for Recovery from Mental Illness. The author is Dr. Gary Ruhle. His website is GaryRuhle.com. Information there on the book, as well as the topics we're talking about on the program today. It's interesting, I mentioned an emergency room doctor, and you talk about how everyone there has to work together in concert. And you're saying we must have the same protocol in dealing with mental illness. Talk about that, because that seems to make so much sense. And again, are we moving in that direction? Certainly you've opened some eyes to this possibility.
I think we're definitely moving in that direction. The great thing about working in the ER, from my perspective, was just the entire teamwork that's needed. And if you, again, just kind of think about a person with diabetes, they would go to the eye doctor to be sure their eyes are checked. They will see the nutritionist. They will go to the podiatrist, the foot doctor, to be sure that their feet are taken care of. And they'll see the kidney doctor to be sure that the kidneys are okay. It, for me, it's the same thing as a mental health condition. You really do need a team of persons, the individual, the family, the therapist, the pharmacist, the person who's doing the prescribing, to really work together. And for persons to really do well in the community, as you mentioned before, it's 60 million persons who are affected, right? So people are recovering, they're living well, they're doing jobs, they're doing every single type of job that you can think of. They look just like you and I. When they are out in the community, they may also need some support, whether it's housing support, housing information, job support, job information. And it really takes a team of people to help the person maneuver through those things. And I think we've done a lot better job in terms of care coordination to be sure that's happening. That's also happening on the physical health side. A lot of care coordination to be sure that persons access the information at the right time when they can, so they can really live the best life possible.
A few minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly. So many important points in the book, Sailing on Broken Pieces. You've got suggestions in the book to primary caregivers. This is so difficult for them, and family members, their lives change once they assume that role of caregiver. Talk about some suggestions that will help them get through this difficult time in their lives.
I think for myself and for many families, you also need the support. You need support of good friends, good families to support you through helping someone either through any type of medical condition. And I also find for me one of the supports came from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We have other families who are also affected, and it really helps you to realize that you're not alone. And when people do feel strong enough, then they can share their experiences with others and help folks navigate through the system as being a peer support. For the caregiver, definitely, I think we also should be doing self-help. So I practice self-help and self-care to be sure I'm doing the things to make sure that I'm well, just like I'm doing the same things for my brother, right? So exercise, good diet, making sure I sleep well, and doing the things that I enjoy so that every single day I can face whatever life has to offer me, because that's really what life does. I mean, you'll always have some ups, you'll have some downs, but to help you to be more resilient in getting through and trying to get well.
You know, it's interesting.
The family definitely, the caregiver needs self-care as well.
Yes, and you list those suggestions that people can go through to make them better. And something as simple, and you mentioned that, is getting a good night's sleep can make you a better care provider, can't it?
Yes, I mean, you would think that people before would say, you know, you only need 4 or 5 hours of sleep, but really good rest and good exercise and having the right diet. And
yes.
Today it's really sunny outside. Really communing with the environment really helps you to re-energize and face many challenges for yourself as well as the individual who's affected by and living with a mental health condition. They also need those things as well.
What are your hopes and expectations for the book Sailing on Broken Pieces? It's received excellent reviews, helping a number of people. What do you hope the reader of the book will take away? And it's a great resource for people that are going through similar situations.
The three things I really want folks to understand is they're not alone, right? So you're not alone. There's a network out there of support, and there are people who can share their experiences, that one. The second piece is to realize that people who have mental health conditions do recover. That's really what the title means, right? You're sailing them in pieces, but you get to recovery, and you can do so by having a support system. Being engaged with therapy, and that's defined individually, what with medication and or talk therapy, but you kind of define what those things is. And really also the part of the barrier, which you didn't talk about, is a stigma. The hope of the book is to reduce the stigma so folks realize mental health is the same as physical health. Once we remove that barrier, most people will have that hope and will be willing to then seek out the care they do need is available, doing that just like you'd do for any health condition.
The book is Sailing on Broken Pieces, Essential Survival Skills for Recovery from Mental Illness. It's written by Dr. Gary Ruhle, that's R-H-U-L-E. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can buy the book as well, get information on it, and other information on dealing as a care provider for someone with mental illness by going to Dr. Ruhle's website, which is GaryRuhle.com. And, of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Dr. Ruhle's website. Doctor, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing this very important message. Really appreciate it. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me. I really had a great time.
It is our pleasure. The time went by way too quickly. So much more. I encourage you to pick up a copy of the book, Sailing on Broken Pieces, Essential Survival Skills for Recovery from Mental Illness. Dr. Gary Ruhle is the author. Book's available at his website, drgaryruhle.com or garyruhle.com. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.